This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Until 1995, the level of dioxane allowed in Michigan's drinking water was only 3 parts per billion. Currently, it's 85 parts per billion. The Michigan Department of Environmental Quality has now proposed a new, more protective standard at 7.2 parts per billion, but that's still higher than pre-95 levels. Our Barbara Lucas wonders, is that a safe level for children, especially for households on well water? That's the focus of this 16th installment of WEMU's Green Room series on the Ann Arbor area's 1,4-dioxane plume.
It's pretty.
It is a nice little tucked away neighborhood.
We're across Wagner Road from the former Gelman Sciences. The Westover Street neighborhood was hard hit when dioxane spread into wells here, beginning almost 50 years ago. Residents drank parts per billion of dioxane in the hundreds before being hooked up to city water in the 1990s.
I was thrilled to find a house here.
Christine Schroeder is a former resident of the street. Last week over coffee, she offered to contact her old neighbors.
I would like to know the long-term effects of this. I would like to know how it's affected the people that I live close to.
I think I saw someone.
Yeah, can you not answer me?
But no one answers the doors we knock on, except at one house, and they don't want to talk on the record.
Do you remember me, Chris? I used to live next door. How are you?
All right, good.
They tell us about a 1991 lawsuit. Families tried to get Gelman to pay for the cost of monitoring their children's health. They lost. Apparently, the judge threw out the case in 5 minutes. Chris says that by the time she moved to the neighborhood in 1997...
It astounded me that it was kind of hush-hush. I mean, there was no organization within the neighborhood to question or to push or, you know, to find out really how this would affect us.
Should there be follow-up of people who drank dioxane at high levels, especially those exposed when young, considering the vulnerability of children's developing bodies? Speaking at a town hall meeting in April, here's Bob Wagner of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
Body weight matters with respect to exposure to any chemical. In this case,
Wagner says when calculating safe levels, although Michigan uses an average weight of 80 kilograms or 176 pounds, the proposed 7.2 parts per billion drinking water standard is protective of children.
So we account for those age categories in terms of the child receptor. We look at also their ingestion rate of water because it's different than an adult. So I just want to let you know that it is all part of the calculation of the 7.2. We can give you all of those details.
We know that children need more water in proportion to their body weight than do adults, and their bodies are smaller. Yet the number proposed in Michigan is double the federal recommendations for the same risk level. The logic didn't make sense to some in the town hall audience.
That's really kind of fudging it, isn't it? Because the way you're calculating it doesn't account for the fact that toxins almost always affect children more.
We need to be looking at pushing the limits lower. The rest of the world is using 1 to 3 parts per billion, and in places under 1 part per billion for drinking water. The average weight that was given in here, 80 kilos, that's 176 pounds. And I can't imagine a child being at that average weight for the entirety of their childhood.
The proposed 7.2 number is far lower than Michigan's current 85 parts per billion limit. But to some, it still looks sky high. Trevor Weigel is health officer near a landfill leaching dioxane in Mount Olive, New Jersey. Last year, New Jersey's allowable dioxane level went from 3 to only 0.4 parts per billion.
I don't know why someone would adopt a less stringent level than the federal government does. I mean, how do you say, oh, we don't think it's as bad as the federal government thinks it is, you know?
Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.
The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department. To hear the first 15 episodes in the series on the Ann Arbor area's 1,4-dioxane plume, visit the Green Room archive at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.